Hi there and welcome. It's Clint Salter from Studio Success Formula, and today is the lesson where we're going through the process and how you can build your standout brand. Now, what do you think of when I say brand? Do you automatically think of Apple or Coca-Cola? Or maybe you get a bit confused and you're asking yourself the question, well, what actually is a brand and what's the difference between a brand and marketing? So I like to think of branding as the pull and marketing more as the push. Your studio brand is your truth. It's what you stand for, which communicates your values, your attributes, and your characteristics. Quite simply, it's your promise to your customers, to your students, to your dance studio families. So in your case, exactly, students and parents. Now, don't get me wrong, branding and marketing are certainly buddies. Your brand can encourage someone to enroll in your classes, but it doesn't say enroll today like your marketing material would. Instead, it says this is who we are. If you get a good feeling about us, then explore a little more. And that's when your marketing kicks in. What I love most about brand building a solid brand is that even once your marketing has come and gone, your brand still remains. Now, for some of us, that's a good thing, and for others, not so much. But hey, we can turn that around. Hence why you always need to be aware of the reputation that you're building for your studio. So how does your brand become a brand? And how do your ideal students and parents connect with it? Well, they would first see or come across your brand through your logo or a tagline. This could be on a piece of marketing as they drive past your studio and see the sign or visit your website. So what is your brand currently saying about your studio? Is it saying what you want it to say? More importantly, do you know what your studio stands for? Do you know the values and attributes that your studio stands by lesson after lesson? So to start building your brand, you need to ask yourself four questions. Question number one is, what is your studio's mission? It could be to provide high-level dance training to seasoned performers through expert teachers in their field, or maybe it's to provide tailored dance programs for 2 to 5-year-olds that enhances their creativity and social skills and happiness. Number two is, what are the benefits and features of your services? Do this for all your services that you offer your studio, with classes being your main one. Number three is, what do your students and parents already think of your studio? Ask around or send out a survey that asks, what are the 3 words that come to them when they think of your studio? And number four, what qualities do you want them to associate with your studio? So think about the values and attributes that you want your studio to be known for and make a list of them. And once you have dug deep, you know, to come up with your answers, you then need to go through the Studio Success Formula brand formula. It's pretty cool. And so simply follow these 4 steps. So number one is that we want to create a tagline. Now, you would have heard hundreds of taglines over the years. Some examples you would know is American Express, don't leave home without it, BMW, sheer driving pleasure, Nike, just do it, Energizer batteries, it keeps going and going and going. Gillette, the best a man can get. I'm sure you get the idea. Number two is, we need to create a logo. Now, don't spend too much time on this or ask too many people what they think. You can jump onto Fiverr, as I've mentioned before, Elance or Odesk. There's also a website called 99 Designs where you can post a job for a logo and everyone will send you the logos that they have come up with creatively for your studio, and then you pick the logo, you pick the winner, and then you pay for that. But check out 99 Designs, it's quite a good one. The next thing you want to do is create your 5 core brand messages. Now, these need to include a mix of your core values and attributes. You want to start each of these 5 core brand messages with a commitment to XYZ. So as an example, one of yours might be a commitment to high quality dance training. Number four is we want to integrate your brand. So whether that's around answering the phone, responding to emails, presentations when you're at competitions, running a concert or a recital, your brand needs to integrate through all of these things. And lastly, number five is you want to be consistent. So across your website, social media, any templates, any forms that you send out, all of your marketing and promotional material, there needs to be consistency. Okay, awesome. So now you have the process of creating your standout brand. Over the next few days, start gaining further clarity around your brand, as we'll be referring back to your brand in the upcoming marketing lessons. It's been really great to have you on this class again. If you're going to jump on to Fiverr or Elance or Odesk or 99 Designs, you know, jump into the VIP forum and post the designs that you've had, and we'll give you our feedback. The community and me will give you our feedback of, you know, what logos we love and why, and tell us more about creating your brand and the attributes and the values that you've put in place, so that we as a community can provide you with some really valuable feedback. Thanks again for joining me on this lesson. I hope you've got some great value and you started kind of the clogs. You know, the clogs are turning around the brand. Branding's a really exciting aspect of running a business, and I hope you really spend the time to work it out, you know, what your studio is as a brand. It's really important as we delve further into these next really exciting marketing modules. Talk to you really soon. Bye for now.